It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories with you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Lessons Learned from My Dog. You know, we learn so much from our dogs. And along the way, they keep us company. And they provide all that unconditional love, and they share in the ups and downs of our lives. And they can also live lives of great purpose. And today I'm going to share two stories about dogs that figured out their own purpose, how to serve their humans in very special ways. Our first story comes from one of our regular writers, Connie Pullen, who tells us about her dog, Ruff, who was a blend of Border Collie, Labrador, and a few other things. She bonded with Connie's five kids and quickly became their protector. Every weekday morning, Ruff would walk with the kids down the long, steep gravel road to meet the school bus, returning home after they were safely aboard. And then when they got home, she was their devoted playmate. And she was not only devoted to the kids. She loved running behind the tractor when Connie's husband was farming, and she joined Connie when she fed the chickens and gathered the eggs. She also participated in daily visits to Connie's parents, who lived just up the road. And then, when Connie's father died, that dog Ruff realized that Connie's mother really needed her. Ruff would go to visit her every day on his own. Connie says, "Taking on the responsibility of caring for two households proved easy for Ruff. She split her time equally, and we didn't mind sharing her. Our home was where she ran and played with the other animals and the kids, while Mom's home was the perfect place to unwind and enjoy some quiet time." As Ruff grew older and began to make the trek less frequently between the two houses, she chose to spend the majority of her time with Connie's mother. Connie says, "Ruff had an amazing ability to know when and where she was needed the most, making the best of every moment throughout her 14 years. She was our cherished friend and protector, a special blessing for not just one, but two grateful families."
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Becca Hardwick shares another story with us about a dog who figured out how to be of service to more than one household. She says, "Zoe appeared in our lives one dreary January day while my boyfriend and I were watching TV. Scraggly and skinny, she peered through the living room door with wild eyes. Our black lab, Xander, was delighted to have a new doggy pal around. Over the next few days, they searched for the dog's owner but couldn't find one, and they discovered that their new dog was skittish and hesitant to trust them. Obviously, she had not been living in the best circumstances prior to showing up at their home. They decided to keep the dog, who was about a year old and had not been spayed. They took care of that, and then they tried to train her to stay on their 2.5-acre property along with their other dog. But Zoe knew no boundaries. She would run off daily and disappear for hours. Over the next few months, she reached a healthy weight, and her coat began to shine in the sun. And she learned to trust her new humans. and she became part of the family. But she still loved to wander off. She had decided that her territory was way bigger than their property. The whole neighborhood was her territory, as it turned out. Becca says this, "Over time, I learned that Zoe was purposeful about where she went and who she visited. She developed an extremely close bond with my neighbor Linda and spent a lot of time there. Linda lived alone, had recently lost both her cats, and was struggling with myriad health problems. Zoe's presence was a comfort to her. Linda and I began to spend more time together as well, often calling each other or visiting to exchange stories about the dog we both adored. Zoe was a lovable, faithful companion to Linda, and they enjoyed 7 years of sweet friendship before Linda moved away. After Linda moved, Zoe found another neighbor to care for. She would disappear for 2 or 3 days at a time, usually on the weekends, and she was gaining a lot of weight. It turned out that one of their neighbors thought she was the neighborhood dog, and so he was feeding her and taking her for walks. The man, Ron, was a Vietnam veteran who owned land behind their woods and lived there part-time, mostly on the weekends. He admitted that he'd been feeding Zoe table scraps because she looked so pitiful when she begged, and that explained her recent weight gain. Becca says that when she found out that the dog was two-timing them, she was at first hurt. She thought, why weren't they enough for Zoe? But then she thought about how much Zoe had helped their neighbors, first Linda and now Ron. When Ron's wife passed away a few years later, Zoe spent even more time at his place, and Becca understood. The dog was just doing her job, figuring out where she was most needed. She continues to visit Becca, but she has really become Ron's dog now. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Lessons Learned from My Dog. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and everything in it. And you'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. You can also sign up for our newsletter, and you will get a free Chicken Soup for the Soul story every day in your email. There will be stories from this book and our other new bestsellers. Just go to our website and click on newsletters, and you can pick the ones you want. And please come back for our next episode to hear 2 stories about expecting miracles, again from this new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Lessons Learned from My Dog.